91.7 KXT, very glad to welcome Daughter to our studios. Thanks for coming in. I mean, you just flew in from the UK yesterday, so this has got to be, you know, some major jet lag that you're battling today.
Thanks. We're slowly getting used to it now.
Yeah. Well, you're playing tonight at the Kessler Theater. It's the first show on this this wave of U.S. dates, so we're glad you found time to stop by and pay us a visit. You want to get right into a song?
Yeah, sure.
Tomorrow we'll be swimming with the fishes, leave our troubles in the sun. And when the sun comes up, it'll be nothing but dust, just the outlines of our hands. By tomorrow we'll be lost amongst the leaves, in a wind that chills the skeletons of trees. And when the moon it shines, I will leave two lights. Just find my love, then find me. But don't bring tomorrow, 'cause I already know I'll lose you. Don't bring tomorrow, 'cause I thank you.
All right. Very nice. It's Daughter live on 91.7 KXT. If You Leave is the name of the your first full-length album that just came out. And, well, congratulations, by the way, too, because you won Album of the Year at the AIM Independent Music Awards, too, which, you know, pretty big honor. You beat out Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, too, right? Didn't you?
Yeah. Thank you.
We were very surprised, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Where were you when you found out the news?
In Norway.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we kind of knew a little bit before because we knew we couldn't attend, and so we had to record like a really awkward video message saying thank you. But the day of the awards, yeah, we were in Norway playing a show, which was really nice as well, to be honest. So we celebrated. We had like a bit of aquavit, which is a Norwegian alcohol, and it was very nice.
Tastes like licorice. I've heard.
Yeah, it's quite strong. So you kind of, what you do is you put it in your mouth and then you down it with beer, and it's kind of more of a Christmas drink apparently, but. It was Christmas that day for us.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, something about northern climates and their ability to handle alcohol. It's well documented throughout the ages. Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny reading all the shows that you've done over the summer. You had that brief spell opening up for the National here in the States, and then you know, with all the attraction that the full length has been getting, it's funny people talking about just the sad quality of your music, which. You know, if you listen to the lyrics, they are sad. But I think it's more than that. It's just people make this emotional connection with your music, and then I read that Eleanor, you one of the first bands that you got into was Jeff Buckley, and you want to talk about the king of just being emotional. That's Jeff Buckley. So you I imagine you learned a lot from him.
I think it was kind of the first record that I think I really connected to in some way. I kind of found something in it that I could completely immerse myself in, and I think it was the first. It was kind of the first thing I discovered. I mean, it was really my dad that introduced me to Jeff Buckley through kind of finding Grace and finding. I think he found a song on a soundtrack, like a movie soundtrack, and then he was really interested in, and found Grace and brought it back home and was like, "Oh, listen to this," and I was instantly like, "Whoa!" And then so it was kind of like, for me, that was like the first thing I discovered, where it was literally like, "Oh, this has changed everything now." Like, and so I think it's very emotional record, and obviously his voice is very emotional.
So do you all find it funny when fans come up to you and relate to you about how deeply the lyrics strike them, or is it just something you've gotten used to?
It's such a compliment, but I think it's something that it's kind of hard to get used to. I think, 'cause you're like, oh wow, really? Like, I don't know. I suppose what you think, you've written something in a sort of confined space when no one else was there, sort of thing. So you don't really think of how people will react to it or how they'll take it in, kind of thing. So it's really nice when people do come up and say that certain songs remind them of a certain time or person, or positive or negative kind of thing. It's cool.
Well, Daughter are playing tonight at the Kessler Theater. Do you want to play another song now?
Sure. Yeah. Skin up like lightning, breathe in flames from torch tree, and your eyes go quite frightening. You look your gaze onto my face, heavy eyes. Swinging from the street lights.
Outstanding. It's Daughter on 91.7 KXT. If You Leave is the name of the new record. And, you know, some of the big shows you did over the summer, too. Glastonbury. I mean, that must have been a huge highlight because there's so many videos of that Glastonbury performance. So were you guys pleased with the way that that festival show came out?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was just really nerve-wracking because, I mean, neither of us had ever been to Glastonbury before. And I obviously used to watch it on TV at home because it was like I suppose the biggest festival in England. So it was, yeah, it's kind of one that was a bit legendary that we always used to watch on TV. So kind of to be on the John Peel stage, which is the one that, you know, they record, that I've seen lots of bands play on in the past through the telly, is very strange to be kind of on there. But it was really great.
Definitely,
it was
yeah.
Really good like reception. A lot of people came to see us, which we were very excited about. So.
And is it hard to prepare for a show like that too? Because I mean, as a band, you've only been together for a couple of years, and then to you know suddenly get, you know, it's a lot of pressure to go right into Glastonbury.
I think we did do a rehearsal before that one, so it was very much like we tried to, because you know, I mean, we're still obviously, like you said, we're still a young band, we're still getting stuff together, and but for once we sort of felt like all the parameters were right, and we had made sure that everything was going to go okay, and it really went really well, and really enjoyed that gig, which was strange compared to how nervous we were before going on the stage. And also it was nice at Glastonbury as we played on the BBC introducing stage, and that was one of our very, very first festival performances was on a BBC introducing stage.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, that was also, yeah, really nice. Mm-hmm. But there's been so many amazing shows and so many amazing opportunities this year. So we've been to Japan, Australia for the first time ever. So it's been, you know, all these things have definitely, supported Sigur Rós.
Oh, yeah.
It's been, I mean, it's just all that is such bonuses to just being able to do music and, you know, record an album. And
when you do supporting shows like that, I mean, with Sigur Rós, do you learn a lot by watching them, or do you just try not to? do you try to stay away?
Well, definitely. I mean, I use the bow sometimes. I've used it, you know, from the second EP onwards. So that's totally a ripoff of Yonzi and Jimmy Page. So,
no, it's called Research, by the way. It's not
yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I hopefully I make it sort of my own. I use a double bass bow and stuff, but it's I think so. I mean, I think there's you can definitely see that they're sort of veterans and they've been doing it for a while, but it's also for us, I think the big influence with them is that they managed to make such an amazing show that's really compelling and that's still, you know, very long songs and very atmospheric, but they still managed to put so much emotion across and something that you might not be sure would work on stage, you know, compared to the subtleties of studio. So in that sense it's definitely
not just the music as well. I mean, you watch Sigur Rós with National and they've got so many like beautiful visuals that you just like, I don't know, I feel kind of mesmerized by it. And yeah. you kind of, I mean, obviously I don't think we're at that level, but maybe one day we'll have visuals if we can.
Well, and there's also a lot of commonality between the bands too. So it's kind of nice that you can, you know, you're not forced out of your comfort zone and playing with an audience that's not going to be friendly for you guys. Yeah.
I was just going to say it's tough though sometimes. Like, it depends also on the venues. Like some we've never played sort of instead in like terms of really big halls and stuff. That was like a first for us, and it was maybe a bit harder to deal with.
Yeah. Well, I think you'll like playing at the Kessler tonight. The acoustics there are really top notch. So. Great. You want to give us one more song before we wrap up here?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Cool.
Shadows settle on the place that you left. Our minds are troubled by the emptiness. Destroy the middle, it's a waste of time. From the perfect start to the finish line. And if you're still breathing, you're the lucky ones. Cause most of us are heaving through corrupted lungs. Setting fire to our insides for fun. Names of the lovers that went wrong, the lovers. creatures. One day we'll reveal the truth. The one will die before he gets there. And if you're still bleeding, you're the lucky ones. 'Cause most of our feelings, they are dead. They are gone. We're setting fire to our insides for fun. Collecting pictures from a flood that wrecked our home. It was a flood that wrecked this home. You caused it.
Seven KXT, it's Daughter live in our studios. Thank you so much. That sounded outstanding. It was really great.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, our pleasure. Especially since you know, you're just getting into the you're just getting into the tour. So we really appreciate you, finding the time before your first show, and obviously playing tonight at the Kessler. And we'll have you back next time you're in town, I hope.
Oh, cheers.
Sounds
thank
great.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
It's 91.7 KXT.